I was in Buffalo recently. I like to watch a lot of like murder on TV. I don't know if anybody else does. I love Forensic Files. I can't get enough. I can't go to bed without watching Forensic Files and like a Wives with Knives. I don't know what that says about me, but I think it's because it makes you feel like an amazing person. Like if you watch a few Forensic Files back to back, you'll really think you're running a tight ship in your life. Like I'm just lying there like stuffing pound cake in my face. And it's like caking watching Forensic Files. And I actually had this thought. I was like, I'm a good person. I don't have the slightest desire to kill a hooker. It's never occurred to me. So I'm lying there and then my manager calls me and he's like, listen, Jenna Jameson, the porn star, wants to come to your show tonight. And I was like, why is she in Buffalo? And then he was like, I don't know. I'll try to figure that out. I think it's strange too. So I was like, okay. I'm like, yeah, she can come. And I'm just lying there caking, trying to figure all this out. He calls me back again. He's like, okay, so she wants to take you to your show tonight. I'm like, that's strange. But I just continued to meet all of Jenna Jameson's demands. I'm like, very well. All right. And then he calls back again and he was like, it turns out Jenna Jameson is staying at your hotel. And I was like, all right, it's even weirder. And then he was like, she's in the lobby. She wants you to come down. She's waiting. She's been waiting for a while. And so I'm like, all right, I'm like Jenna Jameson's bitch now. I'm like getting ready for her frantically. I was kind of nervous. I was like trying to figure out what to wear. And I'm like, I was trying to imagine what she would be wearing. And I figured she'd probably be wearing one of those dresses you buy from the dildo store, you know, like. She'll probably be dressed as some sort of like a naughty costume, like a hoary crossing guard or some shit. So I come downstairs and she's sitting in the lobby. She's not dressed in a dildo dress, but she's like just wearing this like big coat and like some ironic Malcolm X glasses. Cause I realize like she's the kind of hot where you have to wear a disguise when you go outside or it's like not safe, you know, like men will just be coming everywhere, you know, like. Everybody will just be slipping and falling, you know. We're sitting there and she just looks at me and she's like, you and me, life on the road. And I'm like, I think she thinks we do the same thing. Okay. So we're going over to the comedy club and it's like, the green room is like packed with like horny comedians that are pretending they're there to support me, but they just want to meet Jenna Jameson, you know? Like guys in like winter coats looking real backed up and horny and angry. I'm sitting next to her, and one of the guys looks at her, one of the comedians looks at her, and he goes, so, are you a big Rachel Feinstein fan? And she goes, I want to have sex with her, right? I could not handle that. I just got, like, really uncomfortable. So, for some reason, my way of dealing with that was that my voice just got, like, really deep, you know? I just go, ha, Cheddar, relax! I became, like, a Scottish sailor. I was like, ha, Cheddar, come on, the sea is unpredictable. And I'm like, what just happened? She was completely comfortable. Like, she just kept flirting with me the way, like a girl flirts with a straight guy. I'm like, I don't know where to place any of this. It doesn't do anything for me. I'm very confused. She just kept being like, oh, I want, you're not paying attention to me. And so, and then one of the comedians looks at her and he's like, so how did you first get into Rachel's stuff? And she goes, I was very turned on by her last Comedy Central special, which I think was very confusing because I do these like heinous characters. I don't really do like a sexy act. I'm trying to figure out what would have turned Jenna Jameson on out of my material. I was just like rifling through it in my head. I'm just imagining me like, your smile is my umbrella. How much is that doggy in the window? And then Jenna Jameson just like finger blasting the day away. Her just lying there like, fuck yeah, fuck me pussy, fuck yeah, yeah. Yeah, and fuck yeah, yeah. I'm just assuming she makes the same sounds that she makes in porn, I don't know.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
And then her manager was like, you should tell the crowd that Jenna Jameson's here. I'm like, I'm not gonna do that, then everyone's just gonna ignore my entire show and just start beating off. So the other comedian was like, well, maybe I'll say it. So he goes on stage, he does a few minutes, and then all of a sudden he just looks at the crowd and he makes like an announcement that Jenna Jameson is there. He's like, ladies and gentlemen, Jenna Jameson is in the house, right? Like it was a fire drill or something. Everyone went crazy, you know, because again, it's Buffalo. They're like, holy shit, you know? They went nuts. And then Jenna Jameson stood up I have never related to a person less. She stood up and just went like that. She was like, thank ya. It's like a pity jig for herself. I'm like, what would it feel like to have the impulse to do that? Just to stand up and do like a celebrational like titty dance. Like, thank ya, it's me. I was like, oh, that's a choice. And so, and then the comedian's mother was in the audience and she was just very confused. And she didn't know why this woman was getting more attention than her son. And she didn't know who Jenna Jameson was because she didn't watch a lot of porn. So the mom just screams out all of a sudden, Jenna Jameson sucks! And I'm like, oh shit! Like, my God, 4 hours ago, I was just laying on my bed watching Wives with Knives, caking. Some shit is happening in my life right now. Jenna Jameson stands back up again. I'm just watching all this. I have to go on after this. And she does the same dance, but this time she's angry, but it seems just as happy as the last dance. She's like, thank you, bitch. Thank you, fucking bitch. I'm driving down. All right. So then she just calms down, I guess. And then I get on stage, and then all of a sudden she stands up again. At this point, I'm like comfortable scolding her. I've known her for like 4 hours. I'm like, what is it, Jenna? You know, she stands up and she just looks at the crowd and she goes, Rachel Feinstein, need to respect that shit. I'm like, that's not helpful, Jenna, settle down. I'm like, Rachel Feinstein. I'm like, Jenna, the storm is angrier than ever. Get off the dicks. We'll never make it through the night. We'll all perish. Hoist the mainsail. And just like more boating advice, sailing advice. I'm like, never board a ship without your rudder and compass, mate. What is, I don't know what was happening. So she just like sits down like, so then I finish my show and then she walks up to me afterwards. She starts taking pictures of the two of us and like, she just like looks all hot and I just look like more and more Scottish and alarmed. And then she just looks at me and she goes, now I'm going to need your number because I am taking pictures of us and then I'm going to have to send them to you. She's like, you better give me your number. I'm like, okay, my number, here it is. So we exchange phone numbers. And then she's like, are you coming over to the nightclub later? It was like someplace I would never go. Like some nightclub I'd never want to step foot in. It was like a name that sounds like a sound or something, like BAM or something. She's like, you better be at BAM in 2 hours or And I'm like, okay, I'll be there. Like, I just decided I'm going to meet every one of Jenna Jameson's demands. Everything until I'm expected to scissor her. Like, I'll do everything pre-scissoring, and then I'm out. Like, I can't handle that. It's too much. And so we go over to the club, and she walks up to me, and she's like, we need to talk. I'm like, okay, what do you want to say? She's like, we need to have a talk. I'm like, nah. So she goes, listen, I need to tell you something, and it's really important. So I was like, whatever you've got to say, I'm ready for it. A storm is more fierce than it's ever been. And she goes, I need to tell you something that's really important. Our hotel is haunted. At that point, I wasn't even surprised. So I was like, all right, of course. Yes, Jenna Jameson, of course our hotel is haunted. And she goes, look, don't freak out. Like, the ghosts aren't bad. I think we just need to have a talk with them. Most of them are just people that miss their families.
All right, yes, okay, Jenna, fine, very well. Something, something Scottish.
She goes, but I think I know what we can do about it. I think the best thing to do is, if you want to come over to my room tonight, we can deal with the ghosts together. Because I actually have a really good relationship with ghosts. Again, I'm like, of course. Of course you do. She goes, I'm a really good communicator with ghosts. So if you want to come back to my room, we'll like, do a seance and we'll talk to the ghosts together. And at that point, I was like, that's the most brilliant way to get a girl to just come back to your room and sit on your face. Like, just pretend that they're like evil ghosts and you can just scissor the ghosts gone. But I couldn't handle it. I can't, you know. I realized, like, if I'm going to hook up with a girl, it's not going to be Jenna Jameson. I can't start there. That's just too terrifying, you know, like, I'm not going to have any, like, moves that impress her or anything. I'm like, what am I going to do? Just give her an Amish hand job? I got nothing for her but Amish hand jobs. That's all I got. Thank you guys so much.